Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why is government transparency important? Let's go in depth with Randy Evans, Executive Director of the Iowa Freedom of Information Council. Well, Randy, you're now with the Iowa Freedom of Information Council, but you've had a long and illustrious career before that. Can you tell us a little bit about that career?
I started in the newspaper business when I was in high school. I grew up in Bloomfield, and I think it was a matter of me being snoopy, and I don't mean the dog. I think I just wanted to know what was going on before everybody else, and I enjoyed telling stories. You know, my first job out of college was down Highway 5 from you. I was the editor of the papers in Albia for 2.5 years before I decided that I didn't want to have to work so many long hours. And I thought, you know, if I'd go to a bigger newspaper, I wouldn't have to work hard. So I ended up spending 40 years at the Des Moines Register. And those long hours that I wanted to avoid, yeah, I didn't make that happen.
Probably some longer hours.
Well, yeah. And it's easy to limit yourself to 40 hours if you are focused more on just getting work done rather than focusing on quality. And, you know, I always push myself harder than, you know, any boss did, because if I was going to put my name on it, I wanted to make sure that it was as good as I could make it.
Well, I could talk with you about storytelling and all kinds of other things to try to get some insights from you. But one of the things that I want to talk about is your new role, well, your role with the Iowa Freedom of Information Council. What is the Iowa Freedom of Information Council?
The council is a nonprofit education and advocacy organization that focuses on open government, government transparency, government accountability. You know, we've been around for about 43 years now. You know, I like to think that the council is an organization that is devoted to helping make the voice of citizens heard with government officials. Interest groups have organizations and spokespeople and lobbyists and access. Government certainly is skilled at listening to other government agencies. Nobody's really speaking up on behalf of the citizens, and that's what the FOI Council is about. You know, we work on issues involving access to government meetings, access to government records, making records readily accessible so that citizens can understand what their government is doing, express their opinions in meetings and letters. Because as I remind government officials that, you know, government doesn't belong to the government officials, it belongs to the citizens. And sometimes we see evidence that government may not fully understand that.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Randy Evans, Executive Director of the Iowa Freedom of Information Council. Well, I think one of the last big splashes that you made was this summer when you brought it to our attention that the Iowa State Fair Board didn't deliberate publicly about something as serious as shutting down the Iowa State Fair for a year, for the season, because of COVID-19. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, I've been attending government meetings going back to the last century. I've attended countless city council meetings, boards of supervisor meetings, school board meetings, and these government entities, they may not like it, but they meet in public sessions, they have public discussions, citizens have a chance to offer their input. But the Iowa State Fair Board, making perhaps the most important decision in a century, does so in a way that pretty much shuts out the public. Iowa law requires that meetings be announced at least 24 hours in advance, that the agenda be posted at least 24 hours in advance, that all votes are conducted in public. There are no secret ballots allowed by Iowa's open meetings law. And yet, it was almost as if the Iowa State Fair Board had never heard of the law's existence, because the decision to, on whether to go forward with a 2020 state fair was made in a meeting that was not open to the public. It was open only to quote-unquote credentialed media, which is a puzzling term, because the only officials that I know of that make reference to credentialed media are the governor and the Iowa House and the Iowa Senate. The vote was taken by secret ballot. There was no public discussion, and all of this is just completely counter to the intent of the open meetings law, which is on the books. It's been on the books for almost a half a century, and it's there so that the citizens of Iowa can understand the basis and rationale of decisions that government boards and commissions and councils are making in the name of the public. And it's especially troubling, because the smallest city council, the smallest school board in Iowa, recognizes their obligations under the law without some pointy-headed FOI council official in Des Moines reminding them of it. And yet the State Fair Board, with an assistant attorney general sitting there in the meeting with them, seemed oblivious to what their obligations were. And it gets quite troubling. I expressed my concerns and suggested some appropriate changes that I thought the Fair Board needed to make in its procedures and the way it's handling public meetings and public records. I made this suggestion a week after the Fair Board's meeting in a lengthy letter to the State Fair Board CEO and to the Attorney General. And it's disappointing that neither one of them apparently have any concern about what occurred, because I have not received any kind of a response. That's the role that the FOI Council is occupying, is to be a voice that's speaking up on behalf of the citizens.
Well, maybe they'll pay attention to the rules next time.
Well, and after you know, your station's attention to it, that'll bring them around. That's as close to humor as you're going to get from me.
Yeah, you and I talking, we've got a lot of influence in the world, don't we?
I don't have any influence at home.
Well, that makes two of us.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Randy Evans, Executive Director of the Iowa Freedom of Information Council. Based upon what you can see, how is the state and local governments doing with respect to transparency and decision-making in the open regarding COVID-19?
I think things are better than they were in the beginning in terms of access to information and data, but I'm a big believer that more information is better than less information. The citizens, I believe, deserve to know what's going on in their community as it relates to COVID, so that they can make the appropriate adjustments in how they are living their lives. And I don't think that it is instilling confidence and trust when state government, says basically that school districts can't release the number of confirmed cases of COVID among students, staff, or faculty. That's not going to get people confident about going out and going to businesses and patronizing merchants and eating in restaurants and that sort of thing. Because if you keep people in the dark, they're going to assume the worst, not surprisingly. They're going to wonder what government is trying to hide. It's part of it, in the early going, I was, attributing to just sort of the newness of the disease and, government officials from the local level to state government were trying to get their arms around what was occurring. One of the examples that I was involved with was in Mahaska County, where journalists were frustrated that they could not get from the county hospital the number of COVID tests that had been administered. The hospital officials said, HIPAA prevented them from making that kind of information available. Well, that's not true. The journalists weren't asking for the names of people who took the test. They were looking for a statistic. The comment I made to the reporter was that HIPAA doesn't stop the Mahaska County Hospital from making public the number of babies that are born during 2019, for example. So there should be no problem confirming the number of COVID tests that are administered. That access to information has improved, but I'm still seeing troubling examples. The public records law, for example, requires that government make public records available within a reasonable amount of time. The law speaks to 15 business days, I think it is. And I'm hearing repeatedly from journalists and from citizens who are pulling their hair out because the governor's office is basically ignoring requests for public records that are in the possession of the governor's office. That's not right. The citizens should not have to go to court, hire lawyers, and sue the governor to get access to information that rightfully should be made public. And, you know, that's not the way good government operates.
Well, we've only got a couple of minutes left, but what happens? I mean, what are the consequences? Let's just say that government isn't transparent and that there's this slow walk toward increasingly less transparency. What happens to democracy?
Well, I think the public becomes skeptical. There exists a kind of a distrust. Neither of those is good for democracy. You know, it's only leading people to become skeptical and mistrusting when government refuses to make available police dash camera or body camera video of incidents when the actions of officers are called into question. You know, we've seen you know, growing numbers of cases in Iowa where this kind of secrecy is counterproductive. And I think when government tries to keep the public from having access to records or video or whatever it is, it just erodes the credibility of government. And, you know, that's not good for government. That's not good for citizens, and it's not good for democracy.
Thanks to Randy Evans for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.